USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street is closing lower ahead of an expected interest rate hike by the Fed Reserve. Policymakers are expected to announce a 0.75% rate hike as they wrap up a two-day meeting on Wednesday. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 313 points. New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries says he wants Congress to start working on the annual National Defense Authorization Act in October. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, promises the NDAA will be part of the Senate's agenda.
There's 1 week we can't meet because of the Yom Kippur holiday, but we'll be meeting in October. NDAA will be part of what we do.
Dane Jackson of the Buffalo Bills is out of the hospital after a scary hit during Monday night's game against the Tennessee Titans. The team saying there was no major injury to his neck or spinal cord. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal...